Good morning. Tropical levels of humidity and moisture originating from what was Isaac, combined with upper-level energy diving in from Canada to produce numerous rain showers, some thunderstorms, and bursts of heavier rain overnight throughout interior New York and New England. Those rain showers continue to move through the region, although they'll be moving rather quickly through central New England during the morning hours and the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and everyone will start to dry out by mid to late afternoon, and even some sunshine expected today, especially north of I-90 and west out into the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. The humidity levels will drop. They'll still be on the low to moderate level, with temperatures reaching the lower to mid-80s on average. Overnight tonight, dry, partly cloudy, with areas of dense fog developing as lows drop back into the 50s to lower 60s on average. Tomorrow, high pressure will be in control. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be warm and a bit humid, with highs reaching the summer-like mid-80s. It continues to stay dry into Friday with partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 80s. Now, over the weekend, the next disturbance will head our way. And right now, the current timing has it that it will stay dry through most of the day Saturday, with increasing clouds with a chance of showers late in the afternoon and evening. The best chance of rain with this system will be Saturday night, and still some leftover showers on Sunday morning with increasing sunshine by Sunday afternoon. Highs will start out around 80 on Saturday, but fall to the mid-70s on Sunday, with even cooler air with a breeze developing for early next week, Monday and Tuesday's highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of the mid-Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes. An upper-level trough is forecast to move across the northern plains this morning and into the upper Mississippi Valley this afternoon. Ahead of the trough, a cold front will advance southeastward into central Wisconsin and eastern Iowa. Surface heating and enhanced low-level convergence along the front should result in the development of scattered to numerous thunderstorms late this afternoon. Strong instability combined with moderate deep-layer shear profiles should be favorable for supercells with large hail. The pristine thermodynamic environment may also support hail greater than 2 inches in diameter, especially with supercells that have access to the strongest instability. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Leslie, located 545 miles south-southeast of Bermuda, and Tropical Storm Michael, located about 1,190 miles west-southwest of the Azores. Both tropical storms are moving slowly to the north and into the central Atlantic. Leslie could threaten Bermuda over the weekend. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport, St. Martin, Netherlands Antilles, at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at La Grande, Quebec, Canada, at 12:51 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog, 54 degrees with a southwest wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 65, 87% relative humidity, a west wind at 17 miles per hour, gusting to 23, and the barometer at 29.74 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston, showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low, 68, the average temperature, 74, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.08 of an inch of rain yesterday, that's also the total for the month, which is 0.32 below normal, and 23.04 inches for the year, which is 3.51 inches of rain below normal. There were 9 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 24, and for the season, 778. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 56, the record high, 91, set in 1973, and the record low, 37, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of dense fog and lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then cloudy with some sunshine later and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of dense fog and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and some thunderstorms early this morning, then cloudy with some sunshine later, highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of dense fog forming and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm, a bit humid in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the lower 80s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, late day showers possible around 80. Rain Saturday night, leftover showers Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine Sunday afternoon in the mid-70s. Breezy and cooler with a mix of sun and clouds Monday, and mostly sunny on Tuesday with highs both days in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.